UK and France signed declaration of intent to deploy troops to Ukraine in event of ceasefire. By Kurt Zindelka on January 6, 2026. The leaders of the United Kingdom and France signed a declaration of intent on Tuesday to deploy coalition of the willing troops to Ukraine in the event of a ceasefire, providing security guarantees for Kyiv. Following a meeting in Paris of American envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, European leaders, and top Ukrainian officials, British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer, French President Emmanuel Macron, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed a declaration of intent to deploy a multinational military force in Ukraine to enforce a potential ceasefire with Russia. While the UK and France are so far the only Allied powers to commit to boots on the ground in Ukraine, the agreement reportedly stipulated that the United States would act as a backstop force should the coalition of the willing forces come under attack, The Times of London reported. Additionally, France and the UK committed to establishing military hubs to help protect weapons and other military equipment for Ukraine for defensive purposes. The United States is also reported to be tasked with monitoring the ceasefire. Commenting on the agreement, Prime Minister Starmer said, "We signed a declaration of intent on the deployment of forces to Ukraine in the event of a peace deal. This is a vital part of our commitment to stand with Ukraine for the long term. It paves the way for the legal framework under which British, French, and partner forces could operate on Ukrainian soil, securing Ukraine's skies and seas, and regenerating Ukraine's armed forces for the future. We discussed these issues in detail today, and so I can say that following a ceasefire, the UK and France will establish military hubs across Ukraine and build protected." For his part, President Macron said that the agreement represented a robust security guarantee for Ukraine and that thousands of troops could be deployed, Le Figaro reported. "Based on all the work accomplished over the past few months, we have consolidated our approach with the establishment of ceasefire monitoring mechanisms that will be placed under American leadership," he said, "but with contributions from several states that have indicated their willingness. It is currently unclear what contributions other states will be making to the Anglo-Franco-led effort." However, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni reiterated that Rome will not be deploying any troops to Ukraine. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said that Berlin would provide political, financial, and military support to Ukraine, but also ruled out sending troops into the country. However, Merz suggested that German soldiers could be deployed to a NATO territory bordering Ukraine in the event of a ceasefire. Addressing the agreement, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wrote on X, "Military officials from France, the United Kingdom, and Ukraine worked in detail on force deployment, numbers, specific types of weapons, and the components of the armed forces required and able to operate effectively. We already have these necessary details. We understand which country is ready for what among all members of the coalition of the willing. I would like to thank every leader in every state that truly wishes to be part of a peaceful solution. We had very substantive discussions with the American side on monitoring, to ensure there are no violations of peace. The United States is ready to work on this. One of the most critical elements is deterrence, the tools that will prevent any new Russian aggression. We see all of this." U.S. Ambassador to NATO Matt Whitaker told Fox News that the security guarantees were a great development and that it would enable President Zelensky to enter into the final phase of negotiations with Russia to end the nearly four-year war. "We could be on the cusp of a peace deal. And so, you know, while we continue to pray for peace, we're also doing all the hard work to make sure we can sustain that peace, which would certainly be remarkable news," Whitaker said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X. Follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.